Just a little pre-episode note, when Jody and I recorded this episode, Disney had not started buying things back yet. However, I didn't even get to editing before I got a text from Jody saying they've started again. And even today as I hit the publish button, 9 contracts got back today. Keep that in mind, good luck bidding, and I hope you all pass Rofer.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 108 of the My DVC Points podcast. I'd like to welcome back to the show, Jody from DVC Resale Market. How are you doing today, Jody?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Chad.
Looking forward to another monthly market recap.
So this is a great time for buyers to pick up a contract. There's no fire sales. You know, that's different than some of the speculation. They're not selling at fire sale prices. However, there's still some good deals to be had, right? And buyers right now do not have to really worry about, is Disney going to step in? This is the fourth month in a row that they have not exercised the right of first refusal. Frankly, I mean, we're not sure until they are open and they're up and running in full force again if they're going to start exercising the right of first refusal. So right now, I think buyers are feeling pretty confident or should feel confident.
So another great month of no right of first refusals. So all of the buyers have gotten their contracts. So we know Disney's not buying them back. What's their closing time like for coming back in and adding points on? Because that's the thing I keep hearing in the market is, yeah, they're not buying anything back, but it's taking a little bit longer to come back in and get your points.
This is true. The transfer, the last, I know this isn't going to make a lot of people super happy right now, but their transfer time for when they transfer from closing date to where it's in the new buyer's account is up to 45 days. And that's a really long time for some. I mean, it doesn't always have to take that long, but they're still on a skeleton crew right now with Disney. So everything is taking a bit longer from the waiver to once they close and the points are in somebody's account. Everything is taking a bit longer with Disney right now.
Yeah. So do you happen to have an estimate on this? Because is it like 90 days now or 120 days to get the points to show up if from the day you come back in and sign the doc?
Yeah. Before we used to kind of tell buyers it's a 60 day from contract to close. And then, of course, about another 2-3 weeks for your points to load. I'm telling buyers now at least 75 days and another 3 to 4 weeks for contracts to close. And I still may be off with the latest updates I've gotten that there's still people 4 to 6 weeks out before their points are loaded in the system. So yeah, I'm going to say at least 90 days before you can use your points. And it may be, in fact, even longer than that.
Sounds like it could end up at like the 120 mark. But given the amount of money you're saving off of buying direct, just factor that into your equation, folks.
Of course. And at the end of the day, a lot of the buyers we're finding right now are not too worried about it because they're not planning on coming in the next 3 or 4 or 5 months, right? So they're like, we're going to go next year. So when they load is not a huge issue for most due to the current, you know, COVID and stuff like that. So they're not as worried about when they load. Although, of course, even when you're not planning a vacation, it's still exciting to watch and wait and see them get loaded into your account. But
absolutely.
Yeah, that's part of the fun, right?
The other thing that I've seen here, Jody, is I've seen more posts on people talking about, hey, I'm going to buy that stripped out because I don't care if all of this year's points and next year's points are gone. I'm getting a deal on this contract, and that'll just give me some time for all of this COVID stuff to kind of die down a little bit or a vaccine to come and get back normal. So by the time this thing gets back to normal, I'll have a fully loaded contract and I'll have saved some money in the process.
That's exactly right. I'm hearing that as well. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's still the buyers who are wanting those loaded contracts. So there's still a market for those. And maybe there are people who live a little closer and can just pop down a lot easier than some folks who really have to plan and you know, there's still some people, I think you and I talked about this, Chad, where they're a little bit uneasy with flying right now and stuff. And so they're like, we're going to go next year. We're okay if there's no points this year. And that's the beauty of this is you can buy a contract that's loaded and you can use those points right away, or maybe not right away, but once it closes.
Yeah, once it closes, loaded, there's all kinds of availability right now.
Yeah. Or if you're thinking to yourself, I'm just thinking about the future. We're going to go sometime next year. I don't need points right away. Then you can buy a less loaded contract, save some money. And there's a win-win. And that's what's always been really great about, I think, the resale market is that there's something for everybody. Depending on your situation, you can buy a loaded contract or a totally stripped out contract or something in between. And there's really something for everybody, depending on what your needs are.
Absolutely. Jody, what's been going on this last month with average sales prices?
Oh, my gosh. So I know this sounds crazy, and I'm the first one to think that this is crazy, but we've seen a complete uptick in prices. And we've had, I think it was, let's see, where are we? August. So June and July were our two highest grossing months in company history. I know that sounds counterintuitive with the current state of the economy and with COVID and all of that, but I think it's awesome that it just shows how strong of a product Disney is and Disney Vacation Club. And I think that it's amazing. I mean, the average price has gone up. And I know that it's confusing a lot of buyers, and I get it, because if, you know, kind of common sense, you go, well, the economy is, people are furloughed. Certainly this can't continue, but
we're all cooped
up. The prices
up.
Have gone up.
Yeah, we're all cooped up. We need some hope. We need to plan a vacation.
And I think that's exactly what it is. I think that people can drive to Disney and, you know, when they feel comfortable, they can fly here. I think, again, we talked about this a few months ago. I think when we were talking about the COVID thing is some people maybe went a little further or went international, whether it's out to the Caribbean or they did their European vacations or whatever. You know, maybe that stalled a little bit and people know that Disney's going to take care of their guests, right? Everything is going to be as clean and as safe as it can possibly be. And that's where they want to take their family to vacation. So we've seen an uptick, which is awesome. It's great. I mean, there's still deals to be had, but it's certainly not the sky is falling, rock bottom prices, which, you know, unfortunately we've had some buyers think that there's fire sales going on, and there's not.
It's not
the case.
When you guys have had record sales for 2 months in a row, to come back in and think that you're going to get a fire sale? No.
It's not realistic, but unfortunately, there's great information out there on the different blogs, and there's some bad information out there on the blogs. And, you know, all I would say is any of us on the team will be the first ones to tell you, yes, that's realistic. No, it's not realistic. And we tell the same thing to the sellers too. If they're wanting too much money, we're the first ones to say, you know, this is a great offer. You're asking too much. You should take this. Like, we're there to help make the deal happen. We're there to facilitate the sale, not inflate prices or anything like that. But we want to set buyers up and sellers up realistic expectations. You know, a lot of buyers just don't have that right now. They really think that they can get this for pennies on the dollar, and that's just not the case.
Yeah, I think the buyers need to look at this average sales price on Nick's latest blog post. And I'll put a copy of this in my blog post in a link full article over there. But he essentially charts out the average sales price of resale contracts sold for the last year. And we hit a high in October of 19 of $121 a point on average for everything that you guys sold. And then it bottomed out April at 113 and then May at 112. And guess what? The last 2 months, we're back up to 121.
Yes. And like Polynesian is one that's really pretty impressive. I mean, back in a year ago, July of 19, when Polynesian resales were still relatively new, right? The average sales price was 153 a point. And then it kind of fluctuated, hovered right around the 150 per point mark. And then it started to kind of climb down. And certainly through this COVID thing, it went down to, I think the low was 136 a point. But now it's back up to 153 a point was the average sales price for July. And that's a huge uptick for Poly. Also Animal Kingdom, huge uptick. Actually, Animal Kingdom, now that I'm looking at it, 118 a point was the average sales price for July of 20. And that's the highest in the last 12 months by far. So yeah, it's gone up quite a bit, tremendously. And it's pretty impressive. think about everything going on.
For everybody who's thinking right now is a great time to just legally steal a contract with a low price, the data just doesn't support it.
Right.
The data says we're back to somewhat of a seller's market, so to speak, and sellers can start to demand better prices. And so they should. But what I'm worried about is I'm like, okay, we know the prices come up and down, but we've seen this uptrend here recently. When does it end? Because we're still saving thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars from direct. So you still have a lot of room to inch that back up.
True. I mean, it's market driven, right? So that's the beauty of this. This isn't Disney setting the prices. This is all consumer and market driven. So if and when the prices get too high, higher than what resale buyers are willing to spend, or if the supply exceeds the demand, prices will start to adjust. But the great news is that with resale, and again, if you look at our chart that we're going to put up on the website, and it's on our website, they've stayed pretty consistent. I mean, there's not this huge, it's not like the stock market where one day it's way up and the next day it's down.
Oh gosh, compared to the stock market, this is a steady ride. Okay.
Yeah, this is as stable as you can get, right? So, I mean, we're talking, you know, a $5 swing either way per point, right? So,
The stock market is like
a little.
Yeah, the stock market's like Everest or rock and roll roller coaster here.
You're exactly right.
And DVC resale prices are like, it's a small world level of ups and downs, right? Like next to nothing.
It's a small world. I know a lot of people don't. And I did hear that song over and over again when I worked at Saratoga Springs selling this, but I still like it. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's not going to go up so high that buyers aren't willing to pay that. The good news is this is market driven, right?
Yep.
I'm not dictating the prices. Our company's not. Chad, you're not. You know, nobody is. It's supply and demand. And that's where you'll see the minor fluctuations. But, you know, we don't have huge spikes. And even during COVID, we didn't have huge declines either. So this market is pretty stable. And I think that whether you bought 6 months ago or you buy 6 months from now, yes, the price might fluctuate somewhat. But we're not talking tens of thousands of dollars. We're talking about maybe a couple hundred to a couple thousand dollars at most. It's a really stable product.
Yeah, I'm interested to see because I know 2017, when I bought a bunch of my resale contracts, I'm looking at these prices going, man, I paid 105 for Bay Lake. It's now at 142.
I know.
I paid 105 for Beach Club. It's 146.
I know.
To sit back and think, I've used 1,100 points off of that contract because it's a 225 point contract and it's went up. What's left? Okay.
It's crazy. I mean, it's good crazy, right? I mean, I don't know any other, well, certainly no other timeshare, but you use this and less time is available, yet the price goes up. But it's amazing to me how it's not only held its value, but it's gone up in value. I mean, think back to the day when people bought Old Key West when it first came out at $60 a point, for example. And they've had it all these years. They've used it 20-something years and they're selling it for, you know, double what they paid in some cases, right? When does that happen? You have half the life left and you can double your money. It's amazing. It's awesome.
That really is what I dig about this product. And once all of that math clicked in for me, that's when I went, okay, I got to get beyond. It's only a 50-year contract. When I started looking at other stuff and went, okay, this is probably a pretty safe deal for my family and I should be jumping in. And then at some point in time, looking at jumping out. Okay. Which is exactly what you guys help people do. In, get out.
Yep. That's the nice thing is to me, that's the kind of buyer I am. I always look at my exit plan or worst case scenario, and not just with buying something, but kind of with any big decision I make. I'm like, what's the worst? Could I sell it? If I lost my job, I just always want a good exit plan. And the nice thing about this, at least when you buy resale, is, you know, consistently there's always been an exit plan, right? You can either rent out your points or you can sell it for at least what you paid 99.9% of the time.
Pretty close, and, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Or in many cases, sell it for more than what you paid. I mean, there's people I sold this to resale 5 years ago that are selling it now for whatever reason, maybe to buy some more points elsewhere. And, you know, just in the 5 years that they bought it from me, resale, they're making money. You know, they're selling it for more. So to me, that's awesome.
Yeah. So speaking of that, if a buyer were to come to you today, Jody, what's the typical pattern like of how long will it take to actually find a buyer and negotiate a price?
Oh, good question. So right now, sales are super strong, as we discussed. I could tell you that 98% of our listings sell within 30 days. So if you're priced properly, you take care recommendations, and even if you're on the high side of our recommendations, it should sell within 30 days. With that said, over 90% of them sell within 7 days. That's how strong this market is.
Wow. 90% in 7 days?
More than 90%, actually. I don't know. I didn't want to say an exact number. It's somewhere between 92 and 95. It fluctuates, but easily over 90% within 7 days. Yes. So the market's strong. There's plenty of buyers, and luckily there's a good amount of sellers, you know, that want to sell. So it's a very healthy market. Yeah.
And I'm thinking of that, like if you were to compare this to a house, because it's both a real estate transaction, you know, right. Housing does days on the market, but
yes,
to have something come back in and go within 30 days, I could be out of my house. Like that's,
I know.
I hear people go, yeah, you might get that in the month of May or June when school is out and people are moving at that let's move in May kind of a time frame. You might sell something that quick quite often. But wow, that's kind of shocked me.
I know. And you know, what's funny is we used to have kind of more peak times, peak selling times, and we still do. But, you know, traditionally, sort of the fall would be a little bit of a lag time, a slower time. And in the past, I tell some of my buyers, if you're not in a big hurry, wait till the fall. It's a little slower. You know, you might be able to pick something up. And I found myself not giving that advice anymore, because what used to be the slower time of the year, there is no dead time. There is no slow time, maybe a little bit slower than our peak time, but there's certainly no just totally dead periods anymore. Whereas you can have those in residential real estate, right? Like you said, I mean, not a lot of people shopping for a home in a neighborhood in December, right? If they've got school age kids and stuff, they're doing that in the summer to try and get settled before school starts. Whereas with resale, it's just, you know, 24/7. There's people looking. So all bets are off, especially after this COVID thing.
Absolutely. Everything has just been turned upside down with this. So it's no shock to me that DVC really stands strong in this market.
Yes. What's important is if I'm selling something to somebody, I want to know that if, God forbid, they lost their job or something happened, you know, there's a million reasons why people need to sell. And it's not always a bad reason. It might be, I want to sell my Saratoga to buy Grand Floridian or whatever, or Alani, because now I'm moving to the West Coast. That they can. I mean, no one wants to feel like you're selling somebody something that they're stuck with. And that never, ever, ever been the case with DVC. So that's huge.
Jody, I want to thank you for being on the show today. How can people follow up with you if they're interested in buying or if they're interested in selling or they've got more questions from some of the stuff that we talked about today?
Sure. Well, I'm on our website, you know, the DVC Resale Market website, or you can reach out to me directly at 407-325-7116. Shoot me an email, give me a call. I'm happy to answer any questions along with anybody else on our team. We've got a great team and we're all happy to help whenever we can.
Awesome. And your email would be?
jodi@dvcresalemarket.com.
Well, thanks again, Joni, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Chad. It was great to be a guest again.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.